There we go.
Genesis chapter number 24. Genesis chapter number 24. Y'all glad you saved? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. It is good to see everybody back in church. A little bit of a skeleton crew tonight. And I expected that. I hope that people are visiting with their mothers. I mean, that's a good thing to be. Do it. And so we sure not going to judge them for not being at church tonight. I know Brother Freddie, his mom lives all the way over in Alabama. And I'm sure he's visiting with her, and others are doing the same thing. So, and I hope you did today. Genesis chapter number 24. I'm going to start reading in verse number 10. We mentioned this passage of Scripture Wednesday night when I was talking about marriage and talking about marriage being a big deal. Somebody said while I was out working in the gym, I don't see what all the big deal is. Why you have to make such a big deal of it? Because it is a big deal. Always has been. It's biblical for it to be a big deal. Amen? But ever since then, I've been thinking about this young lady in Genesis chapter number 24 named Rebekah. Rebekah was a spunky little lady, amen? I mean, but she had some grit and some tenacity about her. And she was a good mother too, amen? But we're going to look at her just for a minute tonight and look at some of the attributes of her life and it being Mother's Day. And maybe some of you ladies can pick up some of these things and apply that in your life, amen? Won't you look with me at verse number 10? Let me find my glasses. Genesis 24 and verse number 10, you know the story. Abraham has called his eldest servant, Eliezer, and he's made him the promise to go home to the land of Canaan and get a daughter for his son Isaac. And he said, don't you come home. He said, put your hand under my thigh. That was like pinky swearing back then. You're making an oath. Put your hand under my thigh and swear to me that you'll bring me a bride for my son. And So he sends him away, and then in verse number 10, the servant's about to leave. And the Bible said, and the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass. Listen, I want you to know something about this guy's prayer. He's specific. He's very specific in his asking of God. We pray such blanket little prayers. We ought to get specific. We serve a God who is a God of the details. We serve a God who even is Lord over the little bitty thing. So if you've got a need in your life, if it's $150.72, pray for $150.72. Be specific with God. Don't just tell God you have a financial need. Tell God what that financial need is.
Amen.
Amen. Be specific. I just saw that right there. He said, and let it come to pass, that verse 14, that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass before he had done speaking. I like this too. It come to pass before he had done speaking that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. While he was yet speaking. Have you ever had God answer a prayer while you were praying it? I remember the first time that ever happened to me. I don't know if we'll ever get this scripture tonight or not. I said I'd be 10 minutes, but I feel something coming on, amen. First time that ever happened to me, my wife's little sister was in a car wreck. And she was killed in the car wreck. And my wife and I came up on the wreck, and her little sister was laying there in the road. And you talk about something traumatizing you. My wife was very, I was too. It was just a traumatizing event. And we got home that night, we were laying in the bed. Have you ever heard somebody cry and moan in their sleep? My wife was crying and moaning in her sleep.
And I crawled out of bed and I said, God, please let my wife rest. Lord, give her some peace and let her rest. And my praying was interrupted by her snoring. And then I got to shout and I said, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hey, but she didn't move. She is sleeping like a baby. While I was yet speaking, God put down his hand and gave peace to my wife's heart. And I like that, man. You know what that'll make you want to do? That'll make you want to pray a little bit more. That'll make you want to seek God a little bit more. Oh, Brother Jason, he kills me. Every time a prayer's answered, oh, Jason knows about being specific, don't we, brother? Jason will call me, 90 to nothing, man. That's Jack Patterson Jr., if there ever was one. I mean, talking. I can't understand half of what he says. I'm just going, amen, 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 yeah, amen. But it's a blessing, man, when you see God move and respond quickly to something you have specifically asked for. Can you imagine Eleazar? I bet he said, wow. Amen. Wow, I can't believe that. Amen. God said, well, you ask. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Where did I stop reading? 16. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin. Neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also till they have done drinking. Now, isn't that amazing? That's exactly what he prayed for. That's exactly what he got. Now, you don't understand what a big thing. We're going to look at some things about Rebecca in this passage of Scripture. But Rebecca had great determination. Rebecca had great determination. He had 10 camels. 10 camels. The water had to be drawn. She wasn't afraid of hard work. Go into the well. Has anybody ever drawn water out of a well? I have. My great-grandmother had a well right off the back of the back porch, and I was forbidden to play on it. I mean, brother, it's against the rules. You stay away from that well, they're afraid I was going to fall in it. Amen. I'd love to get up there and drop rocks in there, but it had a windlass on there. Y'all know what I'm talking about? It had a crank, and you'd let that bucket go, and that thing go, and you'd hear it hit the bottom, kaplash, down at the bottom, and boy, you'd get that. And boy, the time you got that bucket of water back up top, you was wore out. You say, how did you know you wasn't supposed to play in it? I knew when Pop and Granny wasn't home, and we just lived across the pasture. I'd sneak up there and play with the whale, amen? And what I'm trying to say, this man had 10 camels. And 10 camels, she said, I'll give them drink till they're full. I forgot how many gallons of water it is one camel can drink, but I believe it's somewhere around 7-8 gallons. I mean, I have to look it up. Don't quote me on that. But it is a lot. A gallon of water weighs 8.5 pounds. You start multiplying that, and here is a petite, fair, good-looking little woman drawing water for these 10 camels. I believe God favors a woman who is not afraid to work. Amen. You look in Proverbs chapter number 31, that Proverbs 31 woman, the supposedly ideal lady in the Bible, you know what she did? She worked. She worked. Somebody said, I'm against my wife working outside the home. That's between you, your wife, and God. I'm not talking about public work. I'm talking about homework. Are you listening? Hey, she ain't afraid to cook. She ain't afraid to clean. She ain't afraid to make sure the kids got the homework up. She ain't afraid to make the bed and wash the clothes and do the dishes. Hallelujah for a woman that'll work. I've been in people's homes in this church. Oh, I probably shouldn't even go here. That if that was my house, I would probably just strike a match. Because I couldn't live in that field. Y'all listening? You walk into a lady's house. Now, I'm feeling like a hypocrite right now because ours is a wreck, but we have good excuse. We've been putting a wedding together all week, so it's been wedding central. I mean, it's a mess, but my house is usually a clean house. Not because I make my wife clean. I clean too. I don't like dirtiness. You know what that is? It is a testimony of her character. Amen. She wasn't afraid to work. It was a testimony of her character. Ladies, you ought to keep a clean house. It shouldn't be a cluttered up mess. Let me say it again. You ought to keep it. I ain't getting many amens here. You men are cowards. Amen. You ought to keep a clean house. Only men in here saying amen are single. or your wife ain't here, amen? Amen. I mean, boy, she had some determination. She had some grit and some spunk and some go-get-it about her, amen? I used my mother's illustration this morning. We talked about the deal we had the other Wednesday night on Mama's birthday. I mean, she worked the same bus route for 25 years. Here's what I've heard in the bus ministry. I've been here 20 years, and we've had a bus ministry since right after I got here, so we've had a bus ministry for 20 years. Over and over and over, this is what I've heard out of our bus workers. Nobody will help me. Nobody will help me. I've had them quit because nobody will help me. Did you hear the testimonies from those adults that stood on this platform the other Wednesday night? They were mama's bus kids who helped her. My mother built her help. Amen. She took such an interest in their life. Hey, you'd be surprised how many of them young teenagers on your route would go with you if you'd go get them on Saturday morning and train them up. Guess who takes your place when you're done? Your bus kid. Amen. Ain't that a blessing? Amen. Hand pick you one and mentor them. Bring them up. I can remember maybe on one hand the times an adult visited with my mother. Miss Eva, you remember. It was always somebody off her bus that helped her. What was it? Mama had some grit. Mama had some go-get-it, man. She was raising two babies by herself, working two jobs, and still running the bus route every week. Man, anything worth doing, it deserves some grit, and it deserves some determination that you're going to see through it till it's done. She didn't just say, I'm going to give you camels some water. She said, I'm going to let them drink till they're done. Now, they had just come on a long journey. Those camels were probably it. You know, they got those sacks inside their stomach that hold all them gallons of water. That's why they can go so long without drinking. Now, these camels had just finished a long journey. She said, I'm not just going to give them water. I'm going to give them water till they're full. Because wherever you just came from, I'm sure you got to turn around and go back. Hey, she was a hard-working woman. Amen. Rebecca's determination. Some of our mothers ought to be determined. Or to be determined, I'm going to get these children raised. I'm going to take a deep interest in the lives of my children. I'm going to be a nosy eavesdropping mama. Amen. Amen. I remember night after night talking to Sister Angie on the phone when we was teenagers, and I could hear what I thought was her breathing, come find out it was my mama on the other line. My love letters, I had no sense in putting them up under my underwear. No sense in trying to hide them. I just throw them on the dresser. Because I knew she was going to read it. Well, that's just wrong. Boy, thank God for a mama that cared enough about me that it'd go that extra mile. She'd investigate people I hung out with. I'm lying to you. A guy I didn't meet until I got to high school. His name was John Shipp. Anybody remember John Shipp? Redheaded John Shipp. Wanted me to go to the movies with him. He had a 65 Mustang, and boy, that thing was sharp. I just wanted to go riding that Mustang. I said, Mama, me and John Shipp's going to the movie. Whoa, 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 whoa. Who's John Shipp? I said, just a boy from school. No, wait, I'll let you know in a little while. She started making phone calls. What do you know about John Shipp? My mama, she like an FBI friend. Started to go off one boy one night, and Mama said, he smokes pot. I said, how do you know? She said, well, I find out no more about my friends than I knew myself. Amen. Thank God for a mama that was that. You say, well, that's just a little bit too. No, I think I'm here today because she is like that. Amen. I think I'm here today because she is like that. I thank God for a mama who will play hurt. I mean, buddy, she goes to work sick. She comes to church sick. Her mama just goes and goes and goes and goes and goes. She says she's retiring on her birthday next year. She'll be 70 years old. I'll believe it when I see it, Eva. I'll believe it when I see it. Amen. But she says she is. So Rebecca was a lady of determination. She was a lady of decision. She was a lady of decision. I want you to look at verse number 35. Verse number 35. We'll see how far down through here we'll read. Are you there? And the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him hath given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my father's house and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son. And I said to my master, Peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, The Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with thee and prosper thy way, and thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. When thou comest to my kindred, and if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And I came this day unto the well and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water. And it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, I'll say unto her, Give me water, I pray thee, and a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she'll say, Let me jump on down here. I'm trying to get to where she makes that decision. Somebody sees it before I do. Help me. I'm looking for three little words. I will go. 58, yep, that's exactly right. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. Rebekah made a spiritual decision. I believe ladies make more spiritual decisions in the home than the men do. Hey, you've got to have some discernment about you. I ask the men to pray. The Lord give me discernment in the prayer room. Hey, you've got to make a decision. Is it public school? Is it home school? Is it a private school? Where are we going to send the kids to school? You got to pray and ask God and trust God to show you things. He saw these pretty little girls we got coming up. They're going to be boys coming around. And you better pray the Holy Ghost to give you discernment. And buddy, when that dude shows up, you go, that ain't right. Something ain't right about this cat. Hit the road, Jack. Amen, amen. Some of you ladies are like my mother. You're raising babies by yourself, and you need the Lord to lead you and to guide you. But you're going to have to pray for God's will, and you're going to have to pray for God's wisdom because you need it. Amen. Amen. Oh, there's going to be a lot of people tell you what you ought to do. Well, if as I was in your place, I would, well, if you're not, hush.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of people love to give advice, and it's okay to seek advice, and it's okay to seek counsel, but what you need is the counsel of the Lord in the decisions you make and rearing your children and running your household. Amen. You need the Lord to guide you in that thing.
Amen.
Amen. People do so many things without praying. So many things without praying. Had a lady, my wife, used to keep their children. Precious couple, went to church, good people, had sweet little old kids, and the wife got to hanging around with some single women. And them single women was going to Cowboys and on the weekends, and they was partying. They's making all that sound good. And she let them lead her away from her family, left her husband and her little children. Oh, what a mess. I don't think she's praying for wisdom.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? I don't think she's praying for wisdom. She's pleasing her flesh.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Rebecca had determination, but she also had some discernment and some the ability to seek God's will for her life. I believe she did right. I believe she did exactly right. She followed the will of God. She was supposed to go with Isaac. You know why? Here's part of the reason I believe she made the decision. Eleazar told her exactly what he prayed. And she answered that prayer exactly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there'll be signs God will show you when he's in something and when he's not. I don't want to say the stars line up, but things do just line up. Are you listening? Things will just fall into place. Have you ever looked back after God brought you through something or answered a prayer for you and you look back and you go, wow,
yes,
I cannot believe that. God did this to do this and he did that to do this and he did that. It's amazing how God does. It's absolutely amazing. We pray and pray and pray and say, God, why aren't you answering this prayer? It's coming. He's got to make this happen first and this happen first and this has got to affect the next thing and bam, there's the answer to that prayer. And you look back and you see where every bit of it fits together. Amen. She knew the will of God. So you pray, ladies, and ask God to show you his will for your life. Show you his will for the life of your children. Listen, right now your children don't have a will of their own.
You're right, preacher.
You are their will.
Amen.
You listening? You say, wait, I don't believe that. Well, you just let them eat what they want.
Yeah, you're right, preacher. Come on.
Let them eat whatever they want. What do you want for supper? Ice cream. Levi, hot dog, that's his favorite word. Hot dog, want a hot dog. If we can have pork chops, biscuit, and gravy. He want a hot dog till he tasted pork chops, biscuit, and gravy. Amen?
Yeah.
Y'all listening? Hey, it's not their will. It's the Mason, he can't make a decision for himself. He can't walk.
Amen.
He can't talk. That's mama and daddy's job. Amen. If it's not, if your kids, if it's okay for them to have their way and their will, just ask them, do you want to go to school today, son? You don't have to if you don't want to. Really? Now, you might have one of them weird kids that love school. I hated it with a crying passion. The only two classes I liked was recess and lunch. Somebody said, oh, I hate school food. I was so glad of that, people hating school food. Hey, man, I'd set my plate down, and I'd look at them girls. I always sat in the middle of a bunch of girls because there'd be something on their plate they wasn't going to eat. I'd say, you're going to eat that? You're going to eat that? You're going to eat that? I'd have all them trays. They'd eat what they wanted and slide their tray down to me. Amen. Remember that, brother? We'd pig out on the girls' food. What was I talking about? Oh, you give them a choice whether or not they want to go to school, they're going to stay home. And they're right. Help me, boys. Say amen. Stay home, right? He don't know what to do. Anyway, then people say, I don't think it's right to make your children go to church. Why, you're crazy.
Amen.
Amen. I got whooped out of bed on Sunday morning. Anybody know what that is?
Yeah.
Man, getting a whipping's bad enough. But getting it while you're asleep, and it's that best sleep. The best sleep is when you get woke up and you go back to sleep. Just a few more minutes. And boy, you go out like that. Man, that's some good sleep. And then all of a sudden, the leather meets the leg. That's an alarm clock right there. I wish they'd make one. I have trouble getting up in the morning. I wish they had an alarm clock that just had a belt on the end of it. Set that thing and all of a sudden just, bow, kabow, kabow. Amen. I got up quick. Amen. You ever woke up wet?
Yeah.
And not because you wet the bed? Mama come in here and pour a glass of water in your face? Amen. You know what she'd make me do? She'd make me go to church. I loved it when I was little and I got bigger and trying to be cool like all my buddies. I didn't want to go. She said, big boy, you going. You going. You going to church. Amen. Rebecca had determination. She was able to discern the will of God and then act on it and make the right decision in her life. Lastly, and I'm done, chapter 25, verse number 24, down through number 28. I want you to notice her devotion. Her devotion. Chapter 24, what did I say? No, chapter 25, I'm in the wrong book. Chapter 25, verse number 24. The Bible said, and when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment. And they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel. And his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. And Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob. She loved Jacob. She was probably wrong showing favorites, but she was devoted to that boy. And isn't it funny that that boy is the one that God had his hand on? It was Jacob that God changed his name to Israel. You remember? It was Jacob that got everybody fusses about old Jacob and being deceitful and going in and stealing that dying blessing. He's just doing what his mama said do. She was just doing what his mama told him to do. Amen. She was a devoted lady. Ladies, hey, make a point in your life. You're going to be devoted. Devoted to your children. Hey, but first to your husband. Amen. Y'all all right? When I was little, if it was Thanksgiving or Christmas, whatever it was, whatever the case, and we went to Granny's to eat, the adults fixed their plate first. And then we went and got our plate after they did, and we ate on the porch. Yeah. Nowadays, the brats will knock the old folks down getting to the table. Yeah. Amen. Devote yourself first to your husband. I mentioned this maybe this morning or Wednesday. I can't remember when it was. I think it was Wednesday. Man, me and my wife, we watch people. And we try to figure out he's this or she's that, you know. We sitting in Red Lobster one night when we had some of them good gift cards. Thank God for gift cards. Amen. We was sitting in Red Lobster, and there's a couple sitting across from us. And they never spoke. Where was we at this year and it happened? We was in IHOP, wasn't we? IHOP in South Florida. That's where we was at. And this older couple, ain't nothing but retired people down there in South Florida. You don't see no young people. It's all old folks migrated from the north. And this old couple sat there, and she played with her. She evidently had just got a new iPhone. And this dear lady, let me be a little more respectful. This dear lady sat there and listened to ringtones over and over. She went through every ringtone in that phone about 10 times each. And I'm thinking, dear God, somebody take that phone away from that woman. They never spoke. They never spoke. They just sat there. She got done playing with a cell phone. They just sat there and ate and looked at one another. And not how's your food? They didn't have nothing to talk about. Evidently, they centered their lives around their children, running from the ball field to gymnastics to this to that. And ain't nothing wrong with that stuff. And they never took no time for each other. Amen. Devote yourself to your spouse first, children second. Amen. Amen. Hope you got something out of that tonight. I'm done. Miss Janice, if you'll come, we'll have a verse for the invitation. I told y'all, Stacy. That was longer than 10 minutes, wasn't it? I can't remember the last time we had church in under an hour. Amen. Do what? Keep breathing. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Maybe there's some moms in here say, Mom, give me discernment. Lord, help me to be more devoted. God, give me more determination. Let's sing a verse, if you would, Miss Janice.